Okay, so we have at the beginning of the parsha, Vayere Lov Hashem Beiloni Mamre, Hu Yoshe Pesach Ha'Oel Kechom Hayom. Hashem appeared to Avram Avinu and Eiloni Mamre, and he was sitting outside. It was very hot. All the Midrashim here, why it was hot, and Hashem came to Mevaka Chola. And what's Pshat Beiloni Mamre? What was the Sfus of Mamre? Rashi says, Hu Shenasun Lo Eitz Al Amila, because Mamre gave Avram advice on the Bris Mila, Lefichach Nigla Lav Bechelko. Therefore, Hashem appeared to Avram Avinu on his land. So the Sisachom asks Akasha, Ach Kasha, the Hechi Tochen Lomer da Avram Avinu Yitol Eitze im Lekayim Mitzvahs Barom Lav. It's a bomb Kasha. What's Avram Avinu asking advice from Mamre whether he should do a commandment of Hashem? But Tzadik Gadol Haya, Vamed Basar Nisyonos, Avram Avinu, did he really have a Shaila? Should I perform this Mila or not? Because Baruch Hu just gave him a Tzivoy. You have to do a Bris Mila. So you go ahead and do a Bris Mila. What are you asking advice for? You ask advice, you know, should I do this? Should I do this? It's not a direct Tzivoy. How should I do it? You ask Shailas. He has a Shaila here? There's no Shaila. So what's he asking advice for? Mizrahi Mefarish, Mizrahi answers, the Vadai Gambalav Haki Nami Haya Makai Mitzis Amila, she Mitzis Baru. He answers that, of course, Avram Avinu was going to do the Mitzvahs Mila. Ella, but rather, the Bishvil Zed Natal Eitze. The reason why he gave Eitze is Lefisha Eshkol Oner Umamre Hayubali Bris Avram. They were buddies, close with Avram. And from their interactions, it appeared to Avram like they love him. And Avram wanted to test them. Maybe they're two-timing me. Maybe they're just acting as if they're my close buddies, but they're using me. And if they're going to tell me to do the Mila, Vadai believe Nami Omoso, then certainly they love me and believe if they tell me to do the Mila. And I assume it follows, and if they don't tell me to do the Mila, then I see that they're Echad Bepeh, Echad believe, they're two timing me. Vusov Dover. What happened in the end? Eshkol v'oner nosel eitzah shlo yimo. Eshkol v'oner told him not to do the Mila. And l'mamre levad nosen eitzah shimo. Only Mamre told him to do the Mila, gave him the advice. U'bezeh ha'yamak Avram behen. And that's how Avram was able to figure out who his friends were. What happened to the other two? So the Chizkuni... And the Sifchama gives a second teretz also. I want to say one insight into the first teretz and then another insight into the second teretz. But just to see the Chizkuni, just to find out what ended up happening. Why did the first two say no? Pirish Rashi, the Chizkuni says, Hu shenos no eitz al amila, kedisa bereshis rabba. He quotes the Medrash, B'shosh amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu lamol, holach v'nimlach b'shloshes ovav. He went to seek advice, counsel with his three beloved ones. Amar lo Oner kvar ata ben tzadik teshana, you're 99 years old. Vata holech umetzar etzmecha, you're going to go and cause yourself so much pain. You're 99 years old, you're an old man. You can't subject yourself to that. Amar lo Eshkol, and Eshkol said, Mata holech umetzar etzmecha ben tzonecha, amongst your enemies, you're going to go ahead and do this to yourself. You can't do that. Amalo Mamre, v'lo amad lecha lo kecha b'kivshon eish, did HaKadosh Baruch Hu save you from the furnace? the Ravon from the famine, the Mlachim with the war of the kings, and now he tells you to do a mitzvah, you're not going to listen to him. Tell him to do it. So that was the whole scenario. So I'm sure you had the same kasha as I had, that if they tell me to do the mila, that means they love me. That means that it's echad b'peh v'echad b'lev. And if they tell me not to do the mila, that means that they're echad b'peh v'echad b'lev. So I had this question. I mean, the little research I know, Aner Eshkol Mamre, they weren't the three Gedolei Hador, to my knowledge. They weren't the three Gedolei Hador. And it doesn't even say, if they were the Gedolei Hador, then the Sishchem would tell you that he asked them because they were the Gedolei Hador. You know, what's he asking a Shaila? There was no Shaila here. So he's trying to find out whether they're ice dwarfs. So it doesn't sound like they're such great people. So why would they tell him to do the Mila? Like, they have no Tzivoy Hashem for Avram to do the Mila. They're not, you know, Bali Yirei Shemayim. So why does it, let's say they say not to do the Mila. I mean, they had not bad tainas. A 99-year-old man, if you're not Jewish and comes over, should I do the Mila at 99 years old? It was so terrible if they would say, you're 99 years old, what are you doing it for? And Eshkol says, in front of your enemies, you're gonna do this. You know, your image, your reputation, your vitality. I don't know what he was saying. So, what exactly is it going to show? That was my question. If they say do the mila, that means they love me. And if they don't say do the mila, it means they're echa b'peh v'echa b'lev. How does it show that? So if we had more time, I would take answers, you know, see if it had teretz. If you have a different teretz that I'm going to say, then it's a good kasha. But l'chora, what I see from here is that if they loved Avram Avinu, then you have to give an Eitzah Hogenes. You have to give advice. Avram, you know who Avram Avinu is and what he represents. And they should have and would have been able to understand Mitzad Avram Avinu why he should do the Mila. I assume the rationale would be like ultimately Mamre said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved you from the Kibshon Aish and from the famine and from the war of the kings, and now you're not going to listen to the tzivui. That seems to be a predominant svara. Even though there's also svaras, sounds right to me, that you're 99 years old, you're an old man. But if you love somebody, you care about somebody, you're able to reach a darga that you're not necessarily on. They weren't on necessarily a high madriga. They weren't doing it mitoras yiras shemayim. It wasn't that it's, you know, you have to have bris mila. It's only because of their love for Avram Avinu that would be able to have them assent and become inspired to be able to reach this psak that you should go ahead and do the mila out of their love for him. Even though there are, sounds like, at least there's logical rationale to understand why he shouldn't do it. He's an old man. It's a sakana. And they have no internal moral imperative to advise them to advise them to do the mila. So it comes out that sometimes, you know, we have our own agendas, and someone comes over to ask an eitzah, you're obligated to give them a proper eitzah, even though you represent a different wish, you represent a different company, and somebody comes to ask you advice, if you love the person, you care about the person, you're obligated and capable, which is the point I want to make, and capable of mamash pushing aside all the agendas that you might have. They weren't Gedolei Yisrael or Yerei Shamayim. Just for their relationship with Avraham Avinu, they could put aside all their other agendas. Just to make the point clear, I just want to say over one ma'isa, just to bring out the point. There was a ma'isa I had probably all of you could think of an example. It's the only one I was able to think of that underscores this point. So it used to happen all the time in yeshiva. You know, a branch would need, Talmidim, Beis Medrash guys, and they would come over, and the Reshiva would give them names. You know, what about this guy? Yeah, good. Oh, excellent. Kavaldik. Yeah, get them. It's good, Kavaldik. So it's great. Reshiva advised them. Then the Rebbe or the Reshiva would come over to the guys and say it. Okay, they want to make an appointment with the Reshiva. The guy makes an appointment with the Reshiva. Think I should go there? No, I don't think you should go. This happened Keseder so many times. The person's, you know, he gave them an Eitzah Hogenes. These would be the best guys. But once the guy comes over and asks the Shaila, even though, you know, the Reshiva thought it would be great, but once the guy asks the Shaila, he's mechuyev to put aside all of the other Svaras and Nagiyas, he wants to help out the yeshiva, but for this Talmud, it's a non-Eitz Hogenes. So this is a Musar Haskel for us. First of all, when we're seeking advice, you're seeking advice, someone who really loves you is an important midah. You're going to someone who loves you and cares about you, so you want to ask advice from someone who's on such a madrega that he cares about you. That person's able to put their agendas aside. That's an important midah when you ask advice. But even more so when we're in the position to give advice, people may give you advice, it makes a difference you have an agenda. You know? You have a reason why you want them to do this. You can't say, oh, you know, go here. It's good because you think it's good. Be good for that place. If the person's asking you a etzah, If you're in the position that you have to give the Eitzah, then you have to give Eitzah Hogenes. You have to give something which is good for that person. If you love that person, you'll be able to put aside all of your agendas, all other ulterior motives, and give a proper Eitzah. Okay, so that's the first teretz. Second teretz, Vod Yesh Lomar. Different reason why he asked advice. Even though lechor it's a tzivoy Hashem, what's the shaila? Because Avraham Avinu thought that the vade going to tell me not to do the mila. Avraham Avinu knew, he thought that Aner, Eshkol, and Mamre are going to tell me not to do the mila. Vavapi came, and nevertheless, yimolaz atzmo. And nevertheless, I'm going to do the mila. V'oz yeschara yoseh gadol. And then he'll get more schar. Ad kan loshon Eliyahu Mizrahi. So the reason why he asked eitzes is really to make air to the funtzar agra. Like it's like, everyone's telling me not to do the mitzvah. And I did it anyway. I listened to Tziva Hashem. So I get more schar. So the kasha I had over here is, what kind of extra schar is that? You have the tzivoy Hashem. You're asking three, you know, oisvorfs. I mean, they're chiefsters. They're reputable people, right? They're presidential candidates, but they're not gedolei Yisrael. So who are you asking? They're going to tell you not to do it. He thought they're going to tell him not to do it. Because you know they're going to tell you not to do it. And you know you have to do it. So when you do it, why will you get more schar because they said not to do it? What's this, a game? What's a pshat? And Okay, not to take up time. You don't need me to do the Sefer Chinuch, but if you went through the Sefer Chinuch over here on the mitzvah of Mila and how holy the mitzvah is, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is establishing in us the hevdel between us and the goyim, and it embeds in each person this idea that the same way you have to make a takan in the guf, you have to fix your guf. The reason for the mitzvah of Mila is that it's a lesson for us that the same way we had to have a bris Mila to misakin the guf, it's a reminder that we have to have a tikkun for the neshama also. We have to work on our neshamas. And it's a reminder every day of our lives that we have to fix our neshamas. The same way a person was born with a guf that's incomplete, we also have to fix the neshama to make it complete. So these are very important things. A person go through life, without having to have this reminder that you have to fix the neshama. Okay, do we think about it every day? I don't know, but I'm sure Avraham Avinu did. He was on the Madrega to do all these mitzvahs properly. And I assure you that Avraham Avinu knew this Sefer Chinuch. Stabra, Avraham Avinu knew that this mitzvah, Smila, is mamish what separates us from the Goyim, and it's going to be the reminder to Misakin and Neshamas and bring us into the to Gan Eden, that we should be able to do live our lives properly. I'll be Torah. So there's no shaila to Avraham Avinu that he has to do it. He knows all this, how important it is. So because Aner, Eshkol, Mamre, going to tell him not to do it, therefore he's going to get more schar. So that's my kasha. And l'chore, what it seems to me, what you see from here, is you see the koach hashpa. You see that a person is so mushpa by his surroundings, what people in his community are saying. Avraham Avinu knew that it was, I don't necessarily say try this at home, to go ahead and say, should I put on tefillin today, go around asking, okay, maybe we'll be mushpa. Avraham Avinu, I guess, knew that he was still going to do it, but he knew there was going to be an element of challenge. It's going to create just the right element to get him more schar. I don't necessarily say to try this at home. I don't know. I don't see this anywhere, but almost putting himself in a shtickle makom nisayon, but it wasn't a nisayon, it was just more schar. But to a certain level, there was going to be some challenge. If there's zero challenge whatsoever, then there's nothing, no pain, no gain. There was no incline in the treadmill. What are you doing? You're not getting anywhere. So he is making some kind of incline over here for himself. And that was going to bring him the extra schar. So it is very powerful for us to deher that we are so influenced by our environment. We're so influenced by the people around us. Yesterday morning, I was driving to yeshiva. So I just happened to make this machshava that I was driving down my block, and I went to a different block. And I said, wow, all the lawns on my block, including mine, are a shtickel tapered. The grass is a shtickel tapered. Then I went on a different block, and all the lawns on that block are not tapered. Like, untended to. So I was thinking, wow. My first thought was, like, everybody who wanted tapered lawns ended up on one block, and all the people wanted not tapered lawns ended up on a different block. That's my first thought. Then when I got to the stop sign, I realized that's so not mistabra. What are the odds? I didn't ask if this tapered lawn is not tapered lawns when I bought my house. And I can't imagine. I don't even think I thought about it. I didn't know there was such a thing as a lawn. I grew up in Brooklyn. There was no such thing as grass. So I'm sure that wasn't one of my cheshbonos. But I realized, whoa, I'm probably tapering my lawn, and so is everyone, because everyone's tapering the lawn. It's like, that's what you do on that block. You do your lawn. So I said, why? I probably am influenced. I didn't know I even thought about it. But it must be that everyone on the block is tapering the lawn because everyone's tapering the lawn. So I was influenced by, and if you live somewhere else and they're into other things, so then they're into other things. We are so influenced by the things around us. We're so influenced. This is the point that I'm trying to bring out over here, that Avraham Avinu understood, it's like peer pressure. Everyone's saying not to do the milah. So everyone's saying not to do the milah. He knew that it's going, he was sure that they were going to say not to do it. According to that, like even Mamre was a chiddush, that he said yes. And he said, I'm going to do it. But it was a challenge. It was a shtickle challenge for him. So I'm assuming that step, I'm saying is mistabra. And male was a challenge to him. It was a great chiddush in the koach hashpah and the peer pressure. And you don't even realize it. I didn't realize that. I'm influenced by by the lawns. I'm thinking now, I'm going to cancel my gardener. See what happens. I want to do a test study and see in a year from now, there's going to be no more lawns on my block. Everyone's going to stop doing it. But a very big a pachad. We have to realize that we're very influenced around us. We have to constantly check and check and check to see if, am I being mushba? Am I speak to your Rebbe? Am I doing things that are proper or improper? And to be amongst the right society, that's why it's such a big bracha. We're so fortunate just to be in yeshiva. And I like to say that's even before you learn even one word. If you don't learn one word, just being yeshiva is a tremendous, tremendous chus. You know, even to learn one word, be here all day. I don't know if the yeshiva want someone to come just. But I think the Hanhal of Yeshiva would agree that it's a big chus and a big benefit just to be in yeshiva. Then if you learn something also, it's also it's extra. But just being yeshiva is such a tremendous influence on us to be around, you know, people that are doing the right thing. And to realize that we want to be a positive hashpa. We have the ability to be positive hashpa without saying anything, just our conduct, if we daven properly, you know, that make brachas properly, wash properly, kid sees it, someone else sees it, not so careful, and wow, it's going to make a hashpa. It's a big hashpa. What the people around you do is a big hashpa. And conversely, you know, regretfully, some of our behaviors that we don't intend for anyone to learn from could also, Rahman al-Islam, be a negative influence. So we want to, we definitely do not want those kinds of schusim. So just to chazer over, the first chiddush is that we have the ability, even when we have our own ulterior motives, as Avraham Avinu only asked his advice only to find out whether they love me or not, whether they'll agree that I should have a milah. If they say yes, I know they love me. Kasha was, how will that show that love? They love you. And these are not gedolim. Teretz is, if they love me, they'll be able to figure out what the right thing for me to do is. They'll put aside all their own personal beliefs and agendas. So we have the ability to be able to. We have a responsibility to give Eitz Hogenes if someone we care about. We have obligation to give Eitz Hogenes, and we have. And we have the capability, the responsibility, and the capability to put aside all of our ulterior motives and agendas. And second of all, that even Avraham Avinu, one of the others, who was on the highest of Madregas, who understood he has to do the tzivoy, who understood the halakha in Yonim of Bris Mila, that it's a whole tikkun for his life, and to show the hevdil. Even Avraham Avinu understood that he was going to be mushba by three people who are not Gedolei Yisrael, tell him not to do the milah. There's going to be some kind of challenge. It doesn't say what extent. So we provide some kind of challenge into Avraham Avinu. So as a chiddush to us to make sure that we surround ourselves with amongst proper people, and we ourselves be a positive hashpah, should be a skus for all of us.